This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's a great pleasure for me to welcome you to another episode. We are dealing today with a very, very important tradition. This is emphasizing that we should stick to the basics of religion and leave that which is frivolous and avoid questioning too much in religion. I will read the tradition and then I will explain, inshallah. And Abi Thalib al-Khushani radiyallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ فَرَائِضَ فَلَا تُضَيُّوهَا وَحَدَّ حُدُودًا فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَهِكُوهَا وَسَكَتَ عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ رَحْمَةً لَكُمْ غَيْرَ النِّسْيَانِ فَلَا تَبْحَثُوا عَنْهَا رَوَاهُ الدَّارَقُطْنِي وَغَيْرُهُ. Allah has ordained certain duties. Do not neglect them. He has set up certain limits, so do not trespass them. He has forbidden certain things, do not commit them. He is silent of many things out of mercy for you. He did not do so out of forgetfulness, so do not dig into them, into the issues that Allah is silent of. The narrator of this tradition is Abu Thalib al-Khushani, radiallahu anhu. He was a prominent companion of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet chose him. He was one of the leaders of his people. So Prophet sent him, he came and embraced Islam. And the next thing is Prophet also wanted him to share this message of guidance and peace with others as well. This is a lesson for all of us. We should not monopolize this truth. We have to pass it on, share it on. So when he embraced Islam, Prophet sent him to preach to his own clan. And thanks to his preaching, the entire tribe or clan embraced Islam. He stayed away from the civil war, unfortunate event in the Islamic history, and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spare him the throes of death, because it really became, made him sad to see how people are going through those pangs, pain in the time of death. So he continuously prayed to Allah to spare him this throes of death. So Allah accepted his prayer and he died while in sujood. He was praying tahajjud and in sujood, his soul was taken away. He didn't experience any pangs or throes of death. He is credited with narrating 40 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Abu Hadith is not Sahih, but Hasan. That doesn't mean it's not, the idea is not authentic. The idea is covered in so many other traditions. We will mention some of them, inshallah. One of them at least. So it is a sound tradition. Reported by Dharakutani, is one of the great compilers, one of the sound critics of Hadith, experts in Hadith criticism. So he has considered it sound. So it teaches us valuable lessons about our religion that we must keep in mind. By keeping this lesson in mind, we can save ourselves from a lot of confusion. There is a lot of confusion out there in the social media, discussions, this after another, all kinds of nitpicking, hair-splitting questions. According to Ibn Samani, one of the great scholars of Islam, one who acts on this hadith gains all rewards and saves himself from punishments. Because if someone fulfills the obligatory duties and shuns all the things that are forbidden by Allah, and if he were to abide by the limits at a last set, and refuses to dig into unnecessary matters, he has fulfilled all of the requisites, all of the conditions of salvation. This hadith explains some of the fundamental concepts that are enshrined in the Quran. Allah says in Surah 16, verse 116, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Do not falsely declare with your tongue, this is lawful and that is unlawful, only fabricating lies against Allah. Indeed, those who fabricate lies against Allah will never succeed. Another ayah, very important ayah in Surah 6, verse 87. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. O believers, O you who believe, do not forbid the good things that which Allah has made lawful for you, and do not transgress. Indeed, Allah does not like transgressors. Another ayah, very important ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا النَّشِيَا إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُوكُمْ وَإِن تَسْأَلُوا أَنْهَا هِنَ يُنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنُ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ أَفَى اللَّهُ أَنْهَا وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Oh, you believe, ask not about things which if they were disclosed to you would trouble you. And if you ask about them while the Quran is being sent down, they will be disclosed to you. And God has pardoned this, and God is forgiving and clement. What is meant by all this is, that's why the Prophet ﷺ distills the essence of these various verses. And of course, there is another tradition to supplement the concept here. I translated it, ذَرُونِي مَا تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, leave this religion as I have left it for you. And he said, whatever I have forbidden you to do, do it as best. وَمَا أَرْتُكُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأُتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Do it as best as you can. And as for the things I have forbidden, stay away from them completely. And the Prophet said, nations before you perished because of their unnecessary questioning in matters of religion and their departure from the clear path of their prophets. You know, we said yesterday that the Prophet said he has left us on a broad and clear path. So stick to the basic path of religion, the path that Rasulullah showed us. Our mandatory duties include, beside prayer, zakah, fast, and hajj, our duties towards our parents. We cannot be relaxed about them. Our duties towards our spouses, children, and neighbors, etc. We can never be slack in fulfilling those duties. As for the things that are forbidden, we must stay completely clear of them. They include shirk, abusing or mistreating our parents, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, sorcery, usury, cheating, false testimony, theft, etc. We must shun them altogether. Now, as for the limits and boundaries that Allah has set, they include staying away from all the leads and associations or ways that lead to sin. مَا أَدَّى إِلَى الْحَرَامِ فَهُوَ حَرَامٌ. Our scholars say that which leads to haram is also haram. Examples, adultery is forbidden. So it's not simply adultery is forbidden. We must also stay away from lustful looks, observing nude scenes, going on the sites that we should not be visiting, flirting with women, isolating with members of the opposite sex, etc. All of them are leads, one after the other, leading to fornication or adultery. Likewise, we must keep away from bad company, and we must control our eyes, our ears, our minds, and try to keep them clean and pure, as best as we can. That is the meaning of the following verse in Surah 6, verse 151. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاهِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. And do not approach indecencies. Allah did not say, do not come, as He said, do not even go near them. Whether these indecencies are outward or inward, public or private, secret. Now, lessons that we can learn from here is, only Allah has the authority to declare things haram or halal. We are not allowed to declare things haram or halal based on our personal opinions, subjective reasoning. Allah has already declared what is obligatory on us that we must fulfill, and He also declared what is forbidden. We must all learn this, what is obligatory on us and what is forbidden. And we must abide also by the limits that Allah has set. We must never trespass these limits that Allah has set. That there are many issues that Allah is silent of. Why is He silent? The Prophet ﷺ wants to remind us, Allah is silent of all those issues, not because He is forgetful. Allah, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Your Lord is not forgetful. He is silent because He is merciful towards us. He doesn't want to overburden us with very, very heavy legislation, burdensome rules and regulations. So we must leave them and accept them as part of His grace, accept them as divine mercy. If we do so, what will happen? We end up making this religion difficult, more difficult and difficult, as it happened with the previous religious communities. We should ask questions only for sake of understanding. This is another important manner or etiquette the Prophet is teaching us. We should refrain from habit of raising questions for sake of questioning. You know, this unnecessary questioning will take us away from our priorities in life. So we should stick to priorities and ask questions only for sake of understanding. Practical questions that will benefit us. We don't need to engage in, you know, speculative types of questions that has no bearing on our life and wasting our time and resources. We must avoid frivolous questions. The Prophet warned us against such practices. And he said, one of the reasons why previous nations perished, because of their extremism in religion. Excessive practices, excessive questioning, hair-splitting questioning. And then because of that, the laws were made harder and harder on them. In such a way, it's impossible for them. It's hard for them to fulfill all of those requirements. So let us leave this religion as the Messenger of Allah, as Allah and His Messenger left it for us. Thereby, we can attain salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to understand the pristine nature of this religion and keep it as it is. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.